So good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Just for a quick wrap up, but it was very rich. So I'll try my best. I probably will forget some things, and I'm sure you'll write what I'm missing in your report. But I think what I heard very much is that, well, there's three things that we need to keep on repeating: is prevention, lower vulnerability, and increased resilience. I think that, so increased prevention, lower vulnerability, and increased resilience. What came out in most of the presentations was data is extremely important. What you can't measure, you can't manage. And that monitoring concerns water, so that would be quality and quantity. That concerns groundwater, among others as well, that is increasing in importance. You also need to monitor socioeconomic data. With that data, you have information which will help you where, when, and how much water sometimes you need, for example, in agriculture. And that data will be needed also for early warning, especially in case of floods and droughts. And droughts have come up really with these observatories, all that data very much in emphasis. And that is really something very important. Now, also the idea of sharing knowledge, and we see there are disruptive measures to share knowledge, which is quite interesting. Soil came out also as something very important. Soil management is really an issue that we need to focus also more. Ecosystems, and I'm very happy to hear that. As you know, this convention was the first to talk about terrestrial ecosystems and payments for ecosystem services, for those who don't know those publications. So ecosystems are very important, especially forests and wetlands, and especially also their restoration. We heard about hardware, software, water accounting, digitalization. We saw that, yes, it's important for technical issues, technology, innovation, but we should never forget that there is also traditional and indigenous knowledge that needs to be added to more what we think is more modern and more efficient, but also the old methods do work, and we are coming back to them. There's also this new word for me, which I like, organware, is the fact that we need to look at institutions, and that can go from international levels, and I'd like to also congratulate also the basin commissions that are very important, and we've seen again in this meeting how important they are. The national and level, but also the community levels with stakeholders, civil society, and partnerships between all the levels, and decentralization. Now, on the transboundary level, what we've seen is it is actually beneficial to work in a transboundary setup, especially also if you bring the concept of the nexus, because you do cooperate among all the sectors. And also one thing that we've heard this afternoon, it lowers the risks on investments. And it increases also the knowledge sharing and the cross-sectoral cooperation. Now on finance, also again, we see that working at the transboundary levels actually is cost efficient, not only because you don't have to have different consultants in different countries, you take one that does the whole work, and also there are less risks and better returns on investment. Now, all this is also needed, and I've heard, especially in the group where I was last night, there's a need for more awareness raising, more political will. So we do have an issue. We do have to communicate far more than what we've done. And what we need to communicate is evidence-based, those co-benefits we've been talking about this afternoon, so that we can have a better prevention and also proper investment. So basically, cooperation is extremely important, and we've seen it here among ourselves, sharing best practices, but it can go up to communities. And the concept I liked as well was tactical decisions. We need to really focus and be strategic, but I prefer tactical, as you've heard. And the mantra is managing rather than meeting demand. And one last thing is also to work very closely with agriculture under this crisis of climate change, so that actually agriculture can free water for other uses, so that we can actually share that water in a better manner. that will be all for me. And I don't know if you want to add something, Nils. Thank you very much for all your panels. It was brilliant. It was very interesting. Thank you so much.